The Greens have come up with their own plan. The party wants to re-regulate the electricity sector in the states where the industry's been deregulated. And if the states fail to do that, the Greens want a federal intervention to cap prices. Joining us now to discuss this is the party's climate change and energy spokesman, Adam Bandt. Thanks for joining AM this morning. In a nutshell, what is your plan?
To give the states until the end of this year to offer to re-regulate energy prices to bring them in line with the kind of prices that we're seeing in the ACT. And if they don't do that, the Commonwealth should step in. Because if you ever needed proof that government is captured by the big companies, just look no further than your power bill. In some parts of New South Wales, you could be paying, if you're on the top offer there, you could be paying up to $2,000 a year more for an average household than your counterpart over in the ACT. And when you look at the graphs on the front pages of the paper today and you look at what's happening in New South Wales, Victoria, in Queensland and in South Australia, you're paying more than in the United Kingdom, paying more than in the EU. They're the states where electricity prices have been deregulated, and it's time to admit that it's been a failure. And a big part of that price increase is the retailers who sit at the end of the chain, really do no more than take the electricity that's been generated somewhere else, transmitted by the poles and wires somewhere else, and sell it on to consumers. That makes up now about 35% of your power bill. And it's a massive amount of that is profit.
Let's just break some of that down. And the ACT, and that's your benchmark here, the Independent Regulatory Competition and Regulatory Commission oversees ActuAGL, the power company there. In South Australia then, what are you proposing? A separate and bringing back a new regulator?
Well, South Australia should re-regulate energy prices. It needs to re-regulate energy prices.
With a new regulator overseeing that and all the bureaucracy and everything that entails?
Well, I think people would cop what some might call bureaucracy, but what others would call government pulling big companies into line if it meant lower power bills. We're attached to the same energy grid on the East Coast. Electrons are equal. Now, what is the justification for saying that in South Australia, you're potentially paying a couple of grand a year more than an ACT counterpart, simply so that a big retailer can make a stack of profit? Now, in the United Kingdom, retailers account for about 18% of your energy bill. In the deregulated states, it's about twice that.
Some would argue that South Australia's got itself into a huge tangle because it's made the switch to renewable energy too quickly without thinking about synchronous energy and providing that kind of power. How much would prices drop under your plan?
Well, when you look at the data, you see that it's not about whether your state is governed by Liberal or Labor, because they're both complicit in this. It's not about whether you've got a renewable energy target or not. It's about whether you're regulated or not. And the price rises in New South Wales have also been high. You're looking at, on average, in ACT, $1,600 a year for an average family. In New South Wales, it's $2,200. In South Australia, it's $2,800. And when you look at the difference between the high and low offers in the market, it goes into the thousands. So that's what we're talking about here. And a large part of that, we now know is because of the electricity retailers. And Malcolm Turnbull might talk about the sword of Damocles in public, but then in private he pulls out the wet lettuce and gives them a flogging. Like, it's not enough.
How likely is it that your plan will be adopted? It's pretty unlikely,
isn't
it?
Well, in some states and territories, in ACT and Tasmania, they currently regulate energy prices, and those states are enjoying below average prices, and they don't appear on the graph as paying more than the EU or more than the United Kingdom. So we're doing it in Australia at the moment. It's time to admit that deregulation has failed.
The ACCC is already investigating this. The Prime Minister is meeting with the companies today. They are threatening re-regulation if the companies don't act. The energy market operator, Audrey Zibelman, is also saying that this morning. Why not see what happens out of this process first before pushing ahead with something like this?
Well, I'm worried that it's a hollow promise from the Prime Minister. He talks big in public and then in private. These big companies seem to be able to get away with whatever they like. And the idea that we need more information in the system is just wrong. There's probably too much information. It's confusing for people to work out what is going to be the best offer. And the Minister has said, well, look, we're going to suggest that when your discount period ends, they need to be more transparent about that. Well, yes, it might be good to have a bit more information about when your discount period ends, but unless they re-regulate prices, all these companies are going to do is stop giving discounts and put up their prices across the board.
The Greens' motion to refer the One Nation Senator Malcolm Roberts to the High Court looks like it might get up. Labor is now saying it will support it. Does that mean you think that will be referred?
Well, I think Malcolm Roberts has some serious questions to answer. He went out publicly and said he's never been a citizen of any other country, and now there's documents that suggest the opposite. And he's been given enough time to make his situation clear. He's refused to do so. The only place that this can be sorted out now is in the High Court. And we're hopeful that there'll be the support of the Senate to do that. The Greens did the right thing when it became apparent, because Green senators knew about their own personal history. And Malcolm Roberts clearly knows, and he's clearly not being upfront about it.
All right. And on same-sex marriage, will the Greens actively campaign for a yes vote on the plebiscite?
We would hope that we see same-sex marriage or equal marriage reform by the end of the year. Simplest way to do that is with a vote. And we'll have a look at what happens if there is a postal vote. We do have some concerns about it's not compulsory, for example. So are you actually getting an accurate opinion poll of where people stand? So we've got some real concerns about the postal vote, but we'll wait and see what happens.
Mr. Bandt, thanks for talking to AM this morning.
Thanks very much.